Check, check, check. Let's get it, Grundy. What's up, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm cool, man. I'm cool, man. We back at it. You know what I mean? Celestial Conversations episode. We finally on 30?
30, yes.
30. 30. Okay, I got overzealous last time. I thought Burger. It was on 30 like two episodes ago, but we finally on 30.
30 Burger.
Copy, copy. So, I mean, as always, it's your boy King Vaughn in the mic. You can follow me at KingXVaughn_ on Instagram and Rugby_Reggie on Twitter. And to my right,
Grundy the Ghost, a.k.a. The Grundy Show. You can follow me at The Grundy Show on Instagram and Twitter. And we got a few people here tonight, you know what I'm saying, rocking out with us.
Facts.
Vibing out with us.
Got three dope guests with us.
And I'm going to invite, you know, introduce my brother, Lil. If you want to shout yourself out, how you doing today?
What's up, bro? It's a pleasure. You can follow me on Instagram at Steez, STEAZEJGTM, and I have a clothing line at Chanel Rose.
Facts, so facts. Let them know, bro.
CHNELROSE.
Facts.
Get your merch. Get your merch.
Happy to have you here, man. Happy to have you.
And a lovely queen joining us today.
I'm Jasmine, and you can follow me on Instagram at _Jasmine. That's JASMINE _RDGAF.
Facts, facts, facts. And who else do we have? Last but not least,
Alexis Epic. You can follow me at XO Epic.
Facts, facts, facts. So happy to have all three of y'all here with us tonight. You know what I mean? It's usually just Grundy and myself on every episode, but we doing this little thing. Matter of fact, this is part one. Technically, it's Celestial Conversations After Dark.
Exactly.
Facts.
During the week, after dark. We usually record during the day. So, facts. First time.
Celestial Conversations After Dark, part one. Finally recording, you know what I mean? After some schedule changes and adjustments, we finally here to partake in some dope conversations, man. But before we get into that, man, how's everybody doing? Everybody good? You know what I mean?
Yo.
I'm great.
Everybody having a good week so far? Ready for Friday?
Definitely yeah. Ready for Friday. Really
payday.
Ready for Thanksgiving.
Really?
Really.
Ready to fuck up some food?
It's next week.
It's coming real soon.
What dish you ready for?
I like sweet potato pie.
Macaroni and cheese.
So I don't know why I'm a dessert person.
Okay.
I can get that anytime, but during Thanksgiving season, that's what I like.
Okay. How many take-home plates you about to get?
Well.
I know it's going to be a lot. I know it's going to be a lot. Are you cooking? You cooking anything?
There's too many women. I actually don't have to cook anything. I'll probably make a dessert.
Girl, get up out of so here.
Exactly. Nothing but talk. I don't have time.
Well, that's a plus. That's a plus. What about you, Jazz? You cooking anything? You helping your mom cook or anything?
No.
Nah?
No.
Okay. All right.
You just be chilling until the food ready?
Yeah. As I should.
I am mad at that. I am mad at that.
What about you, Lil? What's your favorite dish? Thanksgiving dish.
Probably say rice and quinceañeras, and then my grandma made like the craziest cornbread.
Word.
So what she put in it?
Big facts. I couldn't even tell you. To this day, she won't give me the recipe. But I had no ribs. Can't buy it from a store. None of that.
That's what's up.
I think I'm ready for the mac and cheese.
Facts.
And the greens. Greens made different on Thanksgiving. I don't know.
You think so?
Yeah.
Way more love.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's that they soak their feet in them greens. Now, they don't just put the foot in. They soak their feet in the corns, all that.
Yeah, I feel. I be in the kitchen helping Mom Dukes. And so I be on macaroni and cheese duty.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That used to be.
Oh, you cut the cheese?
Nah, I make the. She's trying to play me. She don't know. She don't know. She's trying to play me. She don't know. You better hop on the gram and go to my cooking highlights. See what I be doing in the kitchen. Trying to play me talking about I cut up the cheese.
Cooking with Jiggy.
Crazy facts. Cooking with Vaughn. You know the vibes. If you follow me on the gram. But nah, I make the whole dish. Thank you very much.
That's really
cook
good.
The whole dish. But yeah, I learned from Mom Dukes how to cook. You know what I mean? So that's where I started. Sous chef. Just chopping up the cheese. You know what I mean? But I make the whole mac and cheese. So that's usually what I get stuck making every year as far as Thanksgiving or anybody.
You want a county fair with that mac and cheese, y'all.
Anybody have an event, yo, Vaughn, make the macaroni and cheese? Copy. All right, I got you. But this Friendsgiving I'm going to on Saturday, I got to make the macaroni and cheese. Oh. So that's what I be that's what I be cooking or whatever. But that's what's up. Thanksgiving should be cool this year. Thanksgiving should be cool. Y'all all staying local? Y'all going away or?
Yeah, my grandma lives two doors down from me.
Oh, talking to the mic. Talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's what's up, though. So you're staying local?
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Very convenient. I have to work, but and it's not long. 11 to 3 shift.
Mm-hmm. Something light.
Just a quick to show my face. Mm-hmm.
Facts. Facts. Oh, y'all staying local, though, in Delaware?
No, I'm probably going to go.
Same okay. Jersey.
I'm going to be all up and down the East Coast. Where? I'm going to Rhode Island, see my shorty up there. Say, nah. I'm going to mess with y'all. I'm going to my mom and pop, Chris. I'm going to be in Delaware and PA.
Word. Okay. That's what's up. Word. It looks like everybody got some good plans as far as grubbing goes next week. As far as grubbing goes. But as far as tonight.
What's happening tonight?
What are we talking about tonight, man?
What's happening tonight?
We got some interesting conversations on the docket for the audience and for the people in this room. Because I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. Because Jasmine already told me in pre-production she ready to talk her shit. Mm. I don't know what she was saying outside.
Nah,
but
she was outside.
She told me.
You might see a whole other side of her inside.
She ready to talk her shit tonight, my nigga. So for the audience, you know what I mean? If you've seen the topics on social media, we talking about topics 2, 4, and 5. And truthfully, based off the first two, we might not even get to the fifth. Nah. But the second topic number two is, if you have sexual relations on the first night, are you a hoe or a woman / man who simply knows what they want? Number four, does the body count matter when meeting somebody new? And number five, can black people be racist? We might only get to 2 and 4 because number five is kind of like, it has nothing to do with the first two.
Right.
So topics 2 and 4 until further notice. If we got extra time, we'll talk about the fifth, but... Let's start with that first topic. You know what I mean? If you have sexual relations on the first night, are you considered a hoe or just somebody who know what they want? Who want that? Grundy, this is because of the facial expression. You threw yourself out there. You know what
hey,
I mean? So,
hey,
Grundy, what do you think, bro? How
we
you
all
feel
grown.
About that? This is true.
I don't judge. It's only one person or one being who can judge.
This is also true.
And that is not me. So, you just know what you want. That's like you saying, hey, I'm going to go to a restaurant. I want this shrimp Alfredo.
Facts.
You don't want no Caesar salad.
I don't need the menu. I already know what I want.
There you go.
Okay. So, I mean, that you don't like think twice about a woman. Like, you don't think she's, you know what I mean? You don't think, like, damn, how fast does she give it up for somebody else? This, that, and the third. None of that goes through your mind?
Nah, because she probably think the same thing.
That's facts. That is very
true.
True.
He a slick type nigga. How many girls he run this game on?
True. You might think using recycled bars and stuff.
Something, yeah.
I never know. That's fair. You agree, Alexis?
I agree. I feel like it's when the time is right. Like, you will feel the vibe. And it's just all about, like, after the fact, like, is it even going to work? Mm-hmm. So, like, because anybody I've ever did that with, it's just like, it's like 50-50, like. Mm-hmm. It could be a one-time thing, and I'm not, like, a one-time... I don't know. That's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like to just, like, fuck around one night and just be, like, not talking
ghost,
to the person.
Yeah,
like,
person.
The fuck? Like, I'm not trying to run up bodies, which is the next subject or whatever.
That's a good point you proposed, though, because that is a reason why I've heard women say, you know what I mean, why they won't or why they... Because they don't want to run up their body count.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if men have the same thought process when it comes to that. So that's a good point you proposed. We'll get back to that. Jazz and Lil... Oh, and truthfully, it might be easier for y'all just to pass the mic back and forth from taking it off the stand. I was just thinking that. But just so we could hear y'all. You know, but just an idea. Just a suggestion, rather. Because we want to be able to hear y'all points of view. You know what I mean? We don't want y'all points to get lost in translation.
No child left behind.
Facts. So Jazz, you know what I mean? What's your thoughts? Do you think if you have, you know what I mean, if you give it up on the first night, you should be looked at a certain way? You think, yeah, we grown enough to just be able to do what we want?
I feel like that is definitely the stigmatism that comes with it. But
agreed.
I don't really know. Like, I feel like when you're ready, it should just happen. But at the same time, like, are we just fucking? Or are we really on a date? Are we trying to get to know each other? Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think it does come back to communication, which is something we preach on this probably damn near every episode.
Every episode.
And I mean, it comes back to communication. But I mean, like, to Alexis's point, if the vibe is really good like that, you know what I mean, y'all hit it off super strong the first night and y'all end up, you know what I mean, going back to his spot or vice versa, and y'all end up having sex. Do you think that's a problem?
It's not a problem. Just don't keep doing it. Like, that's my mindset. It's just like, right. I'm not going to keep, like, just going out there vibing with people. I'm vibing with everybody. Why am I vibing with everybody? Like, I gotta be more reserved. Like, I just gotta, like, be more
protect the temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what if you do it and then it wasn't good? So then he just got to know you for this one night, and it could be so much more to you. And now he might not want to go out again because it's nothing to look forward to. He knows there's nothing in that treasure box. Like, there's nothing there.
Facts.
With that being said, I would do it still. I'm sorry.
You good? Good. Ladies first. Finish your point.
But I feel like at that point, it's just satisfaction, which is cool. But then that's communication. Like, why call it a date? We just having fun.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to communication before and after y'all actually get face to face. It's like, what are we doing? Cause I'm quick to ask that off rip. Like, what are you looking for? What are your intentions, if you have any? And what are you open to off rip? You know what I mean? So depending on how that conversation goes, you can kind of determine what will transpire once we actually link up. You know what I mean? So, like I said, communication before, shit, during and after is all important, but it's rare if you get all three phases of that communication. You know what I mean? What you think, bro?
Sheesh. I'm 50-50 on it, man. Because I think, you know.
Tell both halves.
I definitely think, like you said, it definitely has to do with communication.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also like, you know, like they said, if the vibe is well, if you're a person that's in the energies, you know what I'm saying? If the energy's cool, then, you know, why mess up a good time? But it's also like, and then it's another part of me, like, it's not something that I like, it's not, I have like a rule with my friends that like we kind of try not to do that. Mm. But you know, sometimes it happens. So.
Word. So what? Why do you, like, it's like amongst like your niggas, like, all right, we gonna try. Why is that?
No sexual relations on the first night.
Yeah.
Because you.
I'm gonna need y'all two to elaborate. I know about this.
Yeah, because.
It's just different.
Because you don't want to seem like you press for that. At the same time, you want to get to know the young lady as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when that time does come, you know her inside and out. No pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, it all has to do with those like inner. As I grow to get like older, it's also like more to sex.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So like, that's something that I'm like learning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part in it too.
That's good. Like you're evolving very well.
Facts.
It's like you never know.
This is
like,
true. Is this true?
People
this
like is. Never know what somebody okay. has going on.
Yeah.
And I feel like it may not. If that person has a bad energy going on. It may not affect you the same exact way, but like, sex is involved, it's gonna rub off.
Facts, yeah. I definitely plan on dropping some knowledge in regards to that when we got to the next topic, but I'm sure it's all gonna gel together. But yeah, that's for sure. It's a lot of energy that goes into sex. You know what I mean? It's a lot of energy behind that, the act of having sex and everything like that. So it's important who you lay down with and being cognizant of that. So
facts.
That's a good point for sure. Now, is it different if it's like just a one night stand, or like what if y'all hit it off well, just have sex the first night, which I continue to, you know what I mean, just be cool and have like sex after that? Like, I can see if it's just a one night stand thing, y'all don't talk anymore, then it's like, all right, damn, I just added a body to the list for no reason. I'm not ever going to see this woman or this man ever again, or we're not going to talk. But if y'all remain cool, you know what I mean, and continue to build on whatever the foundation was on that first night, then is it more like, okay, yeah, we had sex the first night, but I actually like him and I can tell he likes me too. I plan on continuing to see him. Does it like make y'all feel a little bit better then? Or is it still like?
For sure. But I just feel like your emotions always get into it. Well, just as females, I don't know about Jazz, you feel the same?
After you have sex?
Yeah. It instantly happens. Just like, I don't want to bring that to my life because I feel like guys, we always playing games. And I just don't want
it's kind of like soul ties. You just.
Yeah, I don't want the energy.
Yeah, there's just no point. Why do I need to give myself to you in that way if that's not what
I'm about to reciprocate. It's going to be on some bullshit. It's mm-hmm. going to be on some bullshit. It's like 75% always bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I think guys catch emotions after sex, too. But I think sometimes...
How many guys are going to admit that they catch emotions after
that's
sex?
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. They're not going to admit
it.
That's
a hell of a question.
Or... I think I love a train of thought. They're not going to admit it.
Exactly.
The bullshit begins.
I'll get back to me on that one. I lost my train of thought.
It's just...
So, like, they may not admit it, or sometimes they have a better mechanism of splitting their emotions from what's actually going
but
on.
But how are they going to communicate that? That's the question. Hey. Where's the communication?
That's on them. They got
to
communicate that.
You have to set your intentions.
That depends. That's, yeah, that's
what I was
saying.
Anytime I have sex with somebody, I'm like,
you already know where you stand. Like, you, for the most part, speaking on myself and Alexis, we you know what you're doing. Like, at that point when you're getting ready to do that, like, you feel pretty comfortable. You feel, like, safe in a sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you kind of know where it's going. You're not
then,
as
like,
vulnerable.
I feel like every time I don't just like randomly meet people out and have a one night stand. We'll actually be talking, like, or at least trying to like get to know each other for a second. Right. So it's just like, it's nothing but fed bullshit. Like, it's all like sweetness, blah, blah, blah. Trying to like, you know, get me to like you. We have sex.
Then
it's just like, it don't even be like, because it doesn't happen like right now. I talk to somebody. And we've been like, I'm just saying, like, it's been like 4 or 5 months, and like, we only mess with each other. That's the stuff I like, but I've been through stuff in my personal, like, just like experiences. And like, yeah, people be like, lie. It's just lies. Right. They'd be like, oh, you into me right now. We have sex a couple times. You feel like whatever you said, like, I don't have to hold it as word. And just like, just weird shit just start happening.
Flim flam.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the switch.
Exactly. Like, have no time for it.
Yeah.
So.
It's all good points. All good points. But like I said, it just always comes back around.
To communication.
Every time.
It's key to any relationship.
Do y'all ever view it, like, the sex, like, the first time, I guess, with the new person, as in you test driving a new car? Like, you test driving before you're buying it?
That's is that something that women think too, or is that just like, because I know that stigma is usually put on men, like, oh.
I mean, I feel like sex with a new person is always a new experience. So there's always that.
So, of course, like, yeah.
There's always that feeling, but I feel like growing up over time is just like people used to say, like, you fuck so many people or whatever the case may be, like, you don't got no walls. Like, that don't have shit to do with shit. You know, you start realizing certain things at the end of the day, and it's like, that really doesn't even matter.
Right.
I feel you. Word. What you
like,
thinking, Lil?
Like a reality check.
Do I think it's like... Do I think it's like driving a new car? Dang. I gotta be honest, it is.
No, not like driving a new car, but you know how people be like, you test driving a car before you buy it. Like, so sex with the person, like y'all touched on earlier, what if it's bad? What if it's good? You test driving a car before you... Oh, this joint drive nice. Like, I can invest in this and buying this. Do you look at it that way?
Yeah, see...
Say that again. True. It does fall in the body count category. But I'm saying, like, is it, do you sometimes base the relationship off the sex the first few times?
Because it's like, he's pretty much like, are you going to stay? Because it's like, say you meet somebody, you know what I mean? Take the mic. So it's like, if you meet somebody and you like them or you like her and everything like that, and y'all have sex early, if the sex is good, it's like, okay, cool. At least the sex is good.
It's definitely a plus.
Yeah, so it's like, for sure. So it's like, if you have sex early and then you like them, but the sex is trash, it's like, or the sex with her is trash, it's like, y'all still gonna stick around, or is that gonna be a deterrent?
I mean, I feel like at that point, like, that's up to your preference. Like, do you like her or him enough to stick around for more than just the sex? That's what that boils down to. Like, what is important to you in a relationship?
Yeah, that's true. Because I guess you could technically, like, teach somebody how to have sex. You can't really
change
somebody.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
You want to. You have the vibe. You definitely, it's all about the vibes. Because do I want to teach you?
Facts.
Do I like you enough?
Are
like,
you
I'm
even worthy
me,
of being taught?
That could take a lot of energy and time.
It's a lot of
time.
Are you capable?
Effort.
And then, like, guys have egos. Like, I'm about to teach you something. You probably not going to be open, like, all the way open to it. Because Mm-hmm. You're not teaching me. Like, right. Just, like, it just be like weird.
Oh, but we let brother answer. Yeah. Because you don't have to statistically answer in that the car, you know, new car thing. But
no, you're good. It's see, it goes. I think it's different because let's be honest. If it is good the first time, I just feel like you're gonna want to try it again.
For sure, exactly.
But it also goes into the vibe as well. So I feel like if the vibe wasn't that good, if you have any common sense, you might be like, ah, you know, it was cool, but I probably need to stay away. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And then I feel like sometimes after that, you know, like bro said, it also has to do with like feelings may get involved. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of variables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Start thinking.
Right. Yes. What do you bring to the table? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of it's a lot of variables for real.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of variables because I mean it's like the dating scene already these days out here is kind of interesting. So it's like when you add sex into it, it just complicates things even more. You know what I mean? Because not everybody's gonna communicate the way we want them to. You know what
people
I mean?
Just nasty out here. Just nasty.
That too. Nasty. You know what I mean? You don't know how many people. One person is messing with.
That'd be the thing. I personally can only mess with one person at a time. At a time, like when I was younger in college, I might have talked to a couple people, but it's not like more than like two, maybe three. Like it's not about to be on some crazy.
But it's talk and like talk or and like, messing with the same thing.
But we're using condoms. Like I don't know, y'all never did nothing in college.
No, but you said, like, talking and then, like, messing with. That's
if you're talking, if we're casually talking and I'm really, like, not, it's just, like, a friends with benefits situation and you're doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. As long as we're using condoms at a time, I would talk to someone else because, okay, I know what you want. Like, it's all about communication. I don't know what kind of relationship y'all are interested in, but, like,
at that was an open relationship.
Like,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just like y'all, doing
that
your open, own
y'all had that communication that's gonna be like, yeah. All right, we cool, we vibing, we might smash here and there, but you're doing your thing and I'm doing my thing.
And
so.
I just like fuck with you. It's yeah. Like cool.
Yeah, you know about that.
I feel like it's a part of life. Mm-hmm. Like, because I just feel like, you know, like if you want to grow, mm-hmm. technically, like you can't be with one person and like, like it's impossible. I don't feel like you're gonna reach your potential.
Exactly. Like at this
like,
age,
you have to come in. Encounter with other.
You refer to like your whole entire life, like high school sweetheart, y'all together.
Forever. No, not like.
Like in a sense, I feel like that's true though. Like you should interact with other people, but like if you're really in love, like there's nothing wrong with being like a high school sweetheart or whatever. But like, it's all about experience. But I feel like for girls, like bringing it to the body count part, like we can't just be like fucking around. Like we have to make good decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right. Like
I know what you mean. But then to what Lil said, I know what you mean as far as that goes too. Cause my grandmother, she would always, like in my 20s until present day, like if I ever mentioned me like having a girl or a serious relationship, she would be like, you don't need to be worried about no girlfriend right now. You need to live your life and explore and learn yourself and everything like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, and that's like an elder essentially, somebody who's probably like, who not probably, but it's like grew up on like the old fashioned way of things. It was probably like being with somebody, one person, and growing, you know what I mean, being with somebody for a long period of time. But like she's telling me, like, yo, you're only 25, you know what I mean, go out, live your life, experience different people, not even necessarily like just have sex with mad people, but just experience different women, different relationships, you know what I mean, everything like that. Don't get stuck on one person because you got your whole life essentially to be married and fall in love. So it's interesting, you know what I mean, to hear different sides of that spectrum from different age groups and whatnot. You got any more thoughts, Grundy? What you think, man?
I guess we on the body count now, right?
I guess we could transition into that. I mean, it's so just to get like I guess one wrap up. So do you think it is a problem or it isn't if you guys are intimate on the first night? Yes or no?
No, but I would hope that the vibe is like, that's the only reason why it would happen. If the vibe is right. And yeah, period. That's word. About it. Right?
Agreed.
Word. Blue?
No, I do not think it's a problem.
Heard you.
I don't think it's a problem. Ghost. As long as the vibe is right, communication is there, we good.
Facts.
We're going to go from there.
So I think it's unanimous. All five no's, because I don't think it's an issue either. Like I said, as long as everything is communicated accordingly, before, during, and after. You know what I mean? Three C's, communication. Mm-hmm. And so, in regards to that, though, if something does happen on the first night, like I said, it would be another body on our body count. But before we even get to that, going back to the communication part, is, well, let me ask this. Is, first of all, on the first night or in general when y'all meet somebody, does the body count get brought up? And if it does get brought up, does the answer reflect how you move forward?
I feel like we're too old to be talking about body counts. It's more like if I know somebody you mess with, if I feel comfortable with that. Yeah.
But okay, so it doesn't get brought up. You think we too old to be bringing up?
At my age, yeah. Like if that's something that you're worried about, you're thinking I'm a hoe. Like, it's just like a weird question. Like, what's your body count? Like, what the fuck? We're not like 15 in high school talking about body counts. Like, why are you in my business? How many body counts you got?
Facts. I mean, yeah, that's really the only like way to, you know what I mean, come back with that. It's like, what's yours? What you think, Jazz?
I don't know. I just feel like there's just way more important questions. Like, when was the last time you got tested? Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like that matters to me. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about, like, how many people. Like, who is important?
So, like, are you talking to somebody right now? Like,
that's important. Who is important, and do you have anything? Mm-hmm. I care about that.
Facts. That's fair.
I really don't want to know. It's not my business. That's how I feel.
Is it gonna make you not like her?
Huh?
Does body count matter to you?
It doesn't. Because in my opinion, I feel like, not saying like, I feel like the whole kind of whole thing, like when we were younger up until now, is kind of like a, like I just, like I said, I feel like people gotta grow. So you gotta go through different things.
So if a girl would.
Now, certain things I feel like is unacceptable, but.
So if you were talking to a girl now. Mm-hmm. If she had like 50, is that too much? Or if she messed with somebody that you know, like, how do you feel about that?
Now, see, that's kind of like,
it's two different questions.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do the first. Like, she said 50. Like, if she randomly said 50, because I think that's a lot.
I'm gonna just be like, hey, yikes, just keep it pushing.
See, but you judged her. If you
cool, you cool. You know what I'm saying? If I vibe with you, I vibe with you. That could have been your past. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know if you were going through something. Who am I to judge? That's it. It's facts. Who am I to judge? That's how I feel. Who am I to judge you? Only the man upstairs can say, hey, you're wrong for that.
It's true. That's fair.
As I said, it don't matter to me. As you touched on, long as you're clean, you don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? And you're not smashing a dude raw and then coming to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're clean and you're respectful, the vibe is right, and you communicate what you want before sex, during sex, and after sex.
Facts. So, you know what I mean? I'm on the fence with this, and I'm going to explain why.
Because she asked me mine. It might turn her off. So,
facts. So first, I made a poll about this on the gram. So if you follow me on the gram, you may have seen it. You may have voted, right? So I tweeted it first, and then I just screenshotted the tweet and put it up. So simple, does the body count matter? The poll says 33% said yes, and 67% said no on Instagram. So most people think no. More than half, clearly, think no, it doesn't matter. And I mean, so now
we
You said what?
We grown.
This is true. This is true. Now, like I said, I understand both sides of the spectrum. I understand why people say yes, and I understand why people say no. As far as the people that said yes, and why I understand why some people think yes, it does, is because it goes back to something Lil touched on in the beginning, as far as energy being transferred when you have sex with somebody. So, I know me and Grundy is conscious on that level, on that type of time, as far as, you know what I mean, the science and the energy behind sex. Not to say that nobody else isn't, but we've both done the research on how during sex, how much energy is being transferred, whether it's between the person, like Lil said, if somebody's going through something, that energy can be transferred onto you and can affect you moving forward. The DNA that's transferred during sex and everything like that, literally, whether it's you're having raw sex or not, it's a lot of stuff that goes into sex. For the people listening, like, look up Tantra sex, T-A-N-T-R-A space sex. Do the science behind that to get a little bit more information on what I'm touching on. I didn't really get a chance to do any research prior to this, so I can't really dive too deep into it. So, but just that's because of the energy transfer between during sex. That's why I understand why some people say that body count matters. Because like I said, you never know what you might be taking on from somebody when you're laying down with them, and how many other people they've laid down with.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, especially
dealing with a lot of spirits.
Yeah, exactly. Dealing with a lot of spirits.
Oh my god!
It's the truth. It's the truth. Like, you're dealing with a lot of spirits, and so it's like, who knows what that person is already going to do themselves? And then, like you said, like, depending on who they lay down, because that's an important question too. Like, do I know anybody you slept with? And say we do.
Oh,
say
nice.
We know 3, 4, 5 people that they slept
so
with.
So you've never talked to anybody that your friend talked to?
Like, wifed up?
All right. No. Well, if they just fucked with her in general,
no.
Like, not.
Nah, it's my man told me that, because, like, that's what I respect, because.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a dub. That's a dub. Mm. And then as far as no, then obviously I know why people say no too, because everything that was already said, we too grown. Doesn't really matter. It's that's in your past. I'm dealing with you present and moving forward. So it's like, it doesn't really matter. So yeah, like I said, I understand both sides. But to bring up a point you just asked, nah, it's if I meet a girl, that's me not being from Delaware, that's something I do off rip anyway. If I meet a girl in Delaware, I'm right in the group chat. Like, yo, y'all know her?
Oh my God. Any y'all been with her? You got a group of Delaware friends that you ask about?
Is that a guy thing? Like, do all y'all have group chats?
Why you say, well, you say you just moved out, so all your friends are out here.
Am I not cool enough to be in one?
No,
y'all have group chats?
I'm not
understanding what you're asking. Hold on, Jazz. What? What? I'm
not understanding your question at all. It sounds great. So you say you put in a group chat. How many people are you asking? Like, is this like a thing that you just throw out girls?
I'm saying that if I meet a girl, and like I said, with me not being from here, like, I'm not gonna like know her. She could be somebody that
but
my
how many
friends
people
want
in
to
your group chat.
In my group chat, it's like me and like 10 of my homies. You know, y'all don't have y'all girls don't have any group chats. That's crazy.
I mean, I hit on my random friend. I don't have a group chat of friends. I don't, not on my phone.
Oh,
I talk to everybody individually.
That's interesting. So, that's
that's
like
why I
got
saying
a group
like,
going on. That's like a group like, that you got going on.
You got group chats?
Yeah, group chats.
I'm like confused that two women in 2019
right.
don't have a group chat.
Group chat? I mean,
well, at the same time, I kind of get it, because girls, they don't
know.
Women are different though, because y'all don't. If I meet a woman and she has 10 solid woman friends, that's rare as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. It's
niggas,
too many
niggas
attitudes.
Is different. Yeah, niggas is different like that. Like, I saw a post. I forgot how. It's like,
well, I know a lot. I feel like everybody group chats, but I'm not saying y'all is weird for not having it. But
nah, I think you're trying to call me lame.
But it's surprising. Like, y'all don't have group chats. Like,
yeah, it's just kind of surprising. So
y'all had like no work friend. Probably, like, I don't know. Like.
But they all don't get a lot. It's not like all my friends are like.
It's the
buddy,
best
buddy.
Way to talk to numerous people at one time and get.
Yeah.
You have one.
I just got added to one. I just got added to one for this Friendsgiving. Like this.
See, there you go.
But that's but just now, just for the event.
Exactly.
What happens after that?
I've had those, but we talking about something that you guys just drop topics on your.
Yeah,
your
like
chat.
I don't have
it.
That's fly.
Like,
can I be a part?
Friends.
It's no girls allowed.
I mean, if y'all want to start a group chat with us, it's like, if the five of us want to start a group chat, sure, fuck it. But I mean, it's like, all right, so.
He's nicely telling us now.
I know.
So the group chat I'm talking about, it's like, it's all my Delaware friends, I mean, outside of Grundy and everything, but like my Delaware friends is, like, I know here, they all went to high school together. And they all pretty much live in this development, or the development, like, around the corner. So they've known each other since middle school, but then when I moved out here, I kind of just got acclimated and added into the group, because I mean, I live across the street from these niggas. Like, literally one of my best friends in the group chat is literally across the street, 3 houses down, 2 more houses down, around the corner, and then outside. So I mean, like, we all like right here, so it's like, yeah, like all my like friends, that's like the one group chat. So like I said, with me not being from here, if I meet a girl, it's possible that they went to high school with her, middle school with her, and maybe even college, because everybody named mom went to Del State. So that's what I mean. Like, when I meet a girl, I put her in the group chat, like, yo, Do y'all know her? Anybody mess with her? This and the third. So that's what I mean when I go to the group chat and be like, yo, does anybody...
Do you do that with every girl you meet?
Nah, not every girl. But it's like, if I see...
He really feeling, it's like, yo, I'm feeling her, bro, y'all.
Yeah, if it's something like that, right? You know what I mean? If it's something like that, or just in general, like, just to, not even on some, like, if anybody's been with her, but just to be like, yo, I see all y'all are mutual friends with her on Instagram, like... Who is this girl? I see y'all know her.
That's what I'm saying. You do it in a group chat. If I do that, like, the way I check is, yeah, you got mutual friends. I'm hitting you up directly. So that's why I'm just like, wow, you got, like, a whole group that you just, like, write a name through. Y'all got your own, like, FBI investigation going on. It's, like, cool.
I mean, I don't really... It's weird. I don't understand, like... Nah, I feel like that's... I don't know. Am I missing something?
You're not missing nothing.
Am I missing something, bro? Like, I feel
you're
like...
Not. So yeah, that's just not with the group chats.
Yeah,
but
I
feel like, you know, girls and guys are different.
Yeah,
as they say, you know, sometimes girls say girls are catty, so they can't they can't be a solid 9 friends.
Facts.
Or something gonna happen.
It's more like
that bitch feet always think she come around. Hey girl, how you doing?
You said what?
I'm not all at once. I don't have 9 best friends.
I don't think I've ever, like, not even like, I'm 23. Like, I've never. I can't count like. 9 good friends, like, I haven't made it to that many yet.
Well, I mean, like I said, for me it was easy because they all went to high school together, so like they was already cool and I just became cool with all of them, and like, so it's like we all just brothers on some shit. Like, I was in one of their weddings, well, not in their weddings, but we all went to like a homie's wedding, we all went to their bachelor party last year, so it's like it's really
that's
like
so cute.
A gang of us, you know what I mean? So shout out to Bad News. You know what I mean? That's a little nickname since high school. Shout out to Bad News. You know what I mean? But
you hang out with Bad News. That's
facts.
Interesting.
You gotta pull up. You gotta pull up.
Bad News. That's the name.
That's the homies. That's the homies. Yeah. Matter of fact, since you said you're supposed to be listening to a couple episodes, we all did an episode together. Where were you at? You was in Miami.
I was in Miami. Yeah.
Yeah. He was in Miami, and I was like, damn, I still want to record this week. So I had the whole gang pull up. You know what I mean? They was all in here drunk as shit. And we was just in here just talking shit for like 3 hours. Okay. Did 2 episodes and everything. But yeah, so that, like I said, shout out to Bad News. But yeah, that's what I do when I'm trying to get, I guess you could say, the Carfax on somebody new I met. I go to the group chat and be like, yo, y'all know this lady? If so, how do y'all know her? Any of y'all talked to her before? No?
Oh, that's my
all
cousin.
Right, cool. Facts. You know what I mean, it's just to see. You know what I mean, just to get the scoop.
But what if you really liked her and somebody talked to her? You still have that like moral standard.
I mean, I would probably know that before I actually like got to the point to really liking her. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, because it's like, I learned quick when I moved out here. Delaware is just so small.
It's disgusting.
So really that's is. Why I do what I do.
That's why. Importantly, I said, like, it depends on who I know you mess with.
Facts.
For sure, because.
Like, if I meet a girl, you know what I mean? I mean, to your point on some individual type time, like I do it with Grundy. I mean, if I meet somebody or he meets somebody, he's like, oh, simple screenshot of the gram, like, oh, you know her? Just in the third, he'd be like, yeah, I know her, blah, blah, or nah, I don't know who that is.
You know,
just in the third.
Like, yeah. That's my cousin.
Yeah. Like, that, or he went to high school with him.
Yeah.
Or he went to high school with him. But it's like, if he knows her to that extent, like, oh, yeah, I just went to high school with her, then nah, she's not off limits. But if he's like, yeah, I went to high school with her, or yeah, we used to mess with each other like a couple years ago or something like that, then yes, it's off limits. I don't want my homies, you know what I mean? I don't want to say leftovers because that's like degrading, but like somebody he used to mess with.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too many women out here. Say what you always say.
Oh, don't hold back.
There's too many birds in the sea, too many fish in the sky.
Exactly.
Wait, one more time.
Exactly. It's too many birds in the sea and too many fish in the sky.
Okay.
Instead of saying birds options. In the sky and fish in the sea, he just flipped it.
What you think?
So
it's too many options.
Yeah, it's too many women out here, and it's harder for y'all because y'all outnumber us. So for me to try to go backtrack and deal with somebody he messed with, that's retarded. Because it's more women out here.
Say that we're in 2019.
Please stop it. It would be dumb of me to try to, you know what I mean, deal with somebody that he previously dealt with, because there's more women out here than there are men. So I could find another woman to talk to.
That's kind of depressing.
It's a fact, though.
You gave me this fact.
You never knew that? You never noticed it? Like, just subliminally, that, like being a woman?
Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah, y'all outnumber us. So that's, y'all outnumber us. It's, yeah. So.
See, the black man is gay, in jail, or ain't right.
Facts. Yeah, either.
Either
one of those options, or it's just, like I said, just the numbers, literally. Y'all, yeah. There is more women on this planet than there are men. So y'all have less options than we do. You know what I mean? So
is that why we're so loyal? That's kind of sad. I wonder if it, like, if this is affecting my life in general.
So you feel like you gotta fight? That's what you're saying. She like, I gotta fight for this one.
Is this
the reason?
She gotta really hold it down because it's another option out there. If I act up, he gonna leave my ass quick. Because there's 13 other options out here.
Just 13. That's it.
So
yeah, don't say it's so sad.
That's a good point though. Right. She proposes a good point. I wonder, ladies, is that why y'all be out here trying to be as loyal as you are, because you know that essentially there's another option for your man if you don't? I mean,
I would love to hear responses to that.
For like sure.
The real loyalty though.
Yeah.
Cause this generation is type crazy.
It is.
You know, like
on both sides of the spectrum.
The definition of loyalty in this generation is definitely a little thrown off.
They might have to pull Webster's out and redefine it.
I said the definition.
What'd you say, Jazz?
What his definition was.
Oh, say it one more time. So they can.
I just asked what his definition of loyalty was.
Oh, okay. How okay. You got a response?
It's a hard question. Are you saying, so let me ask the scenario, are you asking in a scenario like you're dealing with someone? Or are you just saying as a whole, like friendship?
How are you talking about it?
I was saying as if you're dealing with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, cool. So, dang, you put pressure on me. I'm not even gonna lie. It's
I felt the pressure too.
It's a sticky. That's like, it's 50-50. Because, like you said, it does go down to communication. It
always comes back to it, bro. Every time.
So, if somebody communicates to you, like, hey, even though we're not in a relationship, I want to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to answer. You can't like run from that question if it's just y'all two having that conversation. Mm-hmm. So if you answer and you say yeah, and you're like kind of violating that, talking to other people, then it, you know, I don't think that's disloyalty.
Mm-hmm.
But it all goes into communication. That's
yeah.
What I think.
Can I answer that question in regards to loyalty? I find it as open communication. You know, being honest at all times, having that person back, being they rock, they confident, all that. Like, just being there for that person at all times and being real for them. Don't lie. Don't bullshit. Keep it a bean. Keep it a buck. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, like you said, now you can be loyal and still deal with other people. I do feel like that. Now, the reason I say that is because, let's just say, right? Like
You have to explain that. They're going to be on your ass. Right. You're going to have to elaborate on that one.
Elaborate, right? So, let's just say you are having, like, I guess, an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a, you know, like a understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if that person's going through something or, you know, like just different scenarios and you're there for them, then that's loyal. You feel what I'm saying? You understand where I'm coming from?
So is that both ways? Because it sounds like you're making mistakes and you're doing whatever you want. But I just want to know if that's something you would let happen to you as well.
I'm not saying anything about mistakes. I'm just saying, like, let's just say y'all are in an open relationship. The person.
Oh, so you already know. So it's not a problem.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I felt that almost you were talking about, like, you would lead someone on and just, like, fuck around with other people and just expect them to be loyal as well. No, you missed the whole part.
No, I said if y'all have an understanding that y'all are dealing with multiple people, but if you go through something, you know what I mean? It may be one person that come through for you. I think that's loyal. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like,
why are you making that face, Jazz? Why are you making that face, Jasmine?
I don't know, because I guess I'm thinking about it. Like, I guess you can, in a sense, be loyal to someone you're not with. Because, like, I'm not with my ex, but, like, I feel like I'm loyal to her. Like, I wouldn't throw her under the bus or, like, shit on her or see her in no kind of hurt, harm, or danger and not, like, intervene. If something happened to her, I wouldn't, like, not have feelings. You know what I mean? Like, it's just little shit like that. But I'm not with her. Like, I feel like that's, at that point, we talking about loyalty and then emotions. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I guess, like, you can.
That's for anybody, though. I'm loyal to, like, everybody that shows loyalty to me. It's not just about relationships. Like, you know, like, if I could tell you fuck with me, I fuck with you.
Period.
I find you loyal when I call you 4 o'clock in the morning. And I got a flat tire or something, and I need a ride. Like, something hello, important. Like, yo, you a real one. You loyal. Like, you got my back. You the one. You a real one.
Right.
Yeah, I think loyalty, I think it comes down to the actions. You know what I mean? Because somebody can tell you. Like, somebody can communicate their loyalty to you. Like, oh, I got you whenever you need me, bro. Or I got you whenever you need me, bae. This and the third. Even if you're not on, like, bro, bae, or just your ex type time, whatever it is. They could say, you know what I mean, write it so eloquently through a text or say it verbally, but if that time comes and they know where to be found, then I think that action or lack thereof really determines how loyal you really was or you really weren't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it comes down to actions, you know what I mean? Because like I said, that's like communicating.
Okay, so like question. Say my ex calls me and asks me to bail her out. I'm in a whole nother relationship. If I don't bail her out, would you tell me I'm not loyal?
Nah, you got different priorities. Yeah,
okay.
That's his priority.
Yeah. Just
that's
asking.
That's your bread you work for.
You got different priorities.
Shit, I'll send you some. I put some on your books, but I can't bail you all the way out. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Why am I your first option of choice anyway? Like, let's ask other people first before you ask me.
I don't know. Like, I feel like a person would only make you the first option if y'all been through situation. I don't think it'd be a random.
Ask your mom, like ex family, immediate family. Your ex is me to bail you out. I'll be the first option of choice. I hope you called everybody through the line before you called me.
Right. But, we're talking about loyalty.
But if they did it for you,
I'm like, if it was my ex and he said that, which I would hope that he wouldn't get himself in a situation, but that's besides the point. Like, I would go
under the
but I'm just saying, like, if I have a good, especially anybody I have a relationship with, I'm like, did you ask your mom? Why you ain't ask this person first? Why you want my money?
It's not your responsibility at that point. You know what I mean?
I would Based on loyalty. I might do it, maybe, but I'm still asking why you didn't ask anybody. Like, dang, why you picking me?
She going hard on him.
She
going hard.
That's not.
But I'm saying, but
she said I'm already paying for this phone call.
They not going. Like I said, I don't think they're going to ask you if y'all haven't been through something. True. Yeah. Like I feel like if you're in jail, you're like, who can I depend on?
Mm-hmm.
Like it ain't gonna be no random. Nah, like, let me call her that I talked to.
It could be a nice right. That. She'd be like, oh, I don't want to ask my mom. I don't want her to know what's going on. I'm gonna ask her.
Cause don't you only get one phone call? I mean,
the only time I don't even know that.
The only time you get one phone call. I didn't know that. Well, I mean,
nah, they give you like a certain time.
They give you a couple phone calls before like, you could have called somebody else. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Why are you calling me?
That's like the only time I feel like. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Nobody wanted to take a trip down memory lane. We don't know, but there's phones. You can utilize the phone.
Facts. Facts. I feel like the only time, like, in that situation where, like, your loyalty might have to be, you know what I mean, put above your ego is if y'all got a kid together. Maybe. But even still, it's like, it's still a super thin line.
We need a better example. So, the money in jail situation, maybe not, but, like, like where you said, like if you need a jump at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Something like that would ride.
Yeah, that's a little more realistic.
Why are you in a relationship? We talking about loyalty. So I figured if I threw that why you was in a relationship in there and make it a little like now you really got to decide. You gonna be loyal to your ex or you gonna be loyal to the person you're with? Like, cause we questioning loyalty.
Hey, but at that time, like, look. Hey, babe, I gotta take a ride. You can ride with me. That way it's no problems.
That's true.
That's get a good, no that's problems. A good compromise.
I just want to be a good friend and make sure she get home safely, especially, you know, in this time and day and age, what's going on, sex trafficking. So I'm going to try to help that person out.
So when you're with somebody, you tell them everything.
Yeah.
That's good.
But what if they're not that's cheating? Good. Like, if you just go pick up the person, you don't tell her, and yeah, it just
I'm gonna want to fight.
Let that man do.
I'm so proud of you. I just haven't heard this before. So yeah, I'm like, just like, this is what you're doing. Okay.
There's men like this. Imagine, y'all exist. Imagine, I'm in a room with three of them.
Yeah. Imagine me being caught 4 a.m. with another chick in the car. How that's
she
is look.
Blown away right now. She really wouldn't be in a group chat now.
That's so crazy. She's like surprised. Jeez. But no, like, yeah, like, if it's just like Rob said.
Because it's already, if I'm telling my baby everything, she already knows who the shorty is, so we can.
If everything's on the table, there's no problem.
Right.
That's just the truth. You know, sounds that comes from females. Oh. That's just the truth.
Facts. Yeah, I feel like the answer to your question though, it definitely has to be told, because if something like that happens and she's going to do X, Y, and Z on the behalf of her ex and I'm not being notified, it's gonna be a problem when she right. get back to the crib.
Nah, that's the truth.
That's a big fact.
Now you're not being loyal.
It's gonna be a problem.
Is that something you would break up with the person
for?
Yeah,
that's
50-50,
right?
What I
which you're on the line.
It depends on what the act was. That's kind of extreme, but to, like, if she's going to bail this nigga out, it's like, yo.
But that's what but I'm saying. Like, are you gonna break up with her?
That's, if you talking about the first question, that's really some wild shit. But if it's that's really some wild shit. It's
bro,
like, yo,
bro, like, really think about it.
Or
like,
is she not telling me? Like, yo, like, ah, oh, damn. So I mean, she really. Probably took off work early, you know what I mean? So did some shit to go bail this nigga out with bread. She might have to go. Yeah, she might have to. But like, if she just coming to, yo, this, I don't know why this nigga would be on the side of the road by himself. He's a grown ass man, but yeah.
He don't got triple A's. Things like, that's AAA, why I always like, ask questions. Like, you haven't picked other options. Why are you picking me? I just want to know.
Then it all goes into communication.
I just wanna know. Why are we like, but if you're talking about my ex, like, why are we in so much communication? Why are you my ex then? Because I don't like being like buddy with my exes.
Right.
That's weird, because even if you approach that with like the next person you with, you're buddy with your ex. You okay with that? Like, no, that's weird.
I feel where you come from, but what if you're not even buddy, but you just got that rapport with that person where they can call
and
you.
And I will do it as long as I know you ex everybody in your immediate line.
Oh, she's not caring. 10
no.
years?
No.
You going to tell him that? Like, you ain't call your mom? He going to be like, what?
Yeah,
for 10
especially
years.
When you're a guy. It's like mothers love their sons. Go do that first. Do that
Dang,
first.
That's crazy.
Because first of all, like,
but
as
what
long
if y'all,
as you're
y'all
not
y'all
asking your
report?
Mom for a lie, why you want my money? I work hard for my money. Not saying your mom doesn't work hard for her money, but, you know, she had time to grow her money. Therefore, why are you talking to me about it? Like, let me live.
I'm probably dubbing my ex in every situation. If I'm with somebody else and she hit my line talking about she needs to be bailed out of jail, she need to be helped on the side of the road, that's... I just think it's disrespectful to the girl I'm currently with to even entertain helping her in her time of need. Like, I just think it's disrespectful, because, I mean, my last relationship, that was a big issue in the very beginning, was how she was still cordial with her ex while her and I was, like, you know what I mean, trying to deal with each other. So, and that shit ended up hitting the fan and probably, like, derailed, like, the whole situation, because it just my trust for her could never really build, you know what I mean? So just for me knowing, going through that and everything like that, I just feel like if I would never put myself in that situation, put my significant other in a similar situation like that. Like, if I'm dealing with, just for the sake of the conversation, like, if I'm dealing with you, Alexis, and Jasmine is my ex, and Jasmine hits my line talking about she need help with something, I think if I were to entertain helping her, it would be disrespectful to you and to what we had going on. So nah, I wouldn't. You know what I mean? I wouldn't help. Now, if I was single, wasn't talking to nobody, and Jasmine hit my line talking about, yo, Vaughn, I need help. Can you help me out with this? I wouldn't have any responsibilities to hinder my, you know what I mean, my response other than my own, really. But I wouldn't have another person to deal or to worry about. Like, I wouldn't have you in this situation. Like, if I was by myself, I might be more inclined to help Jasmine because I don't, I'm single. I guess, you know what I mean? I would feel, yeah, thank you. That's the word. I don't know why the fuck I couldn't. Thank you. She like, if this nigga don't say obligation.
Basically, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, so that's my response since everybody went around. But, yeah.
As long as you're being real. Just looking out for the person.
Facts. Facts, facts, facts. I mean, that's when things really get, I feel like when exes get involved, if you're dealing with somebody new, that's really when shit just, you know what I mean, goes left, right, up and down, side to side.
So is that always a red flag with you? Like, if you're talking to somebody and their ex is like, just hits them up, like, does that, that's always just like a thing? Is it like a borderline no trust as soon as you find that out? Or are you like willing to give somebody like the benefit of the doubt? Like, oh, your ex hit you up. All right.
Like, I guess in hindsight, seeing how early on me and my ex or just in general, I guess it depends how early on we are in it. You know what I mean? If it's like the first couple weeks of us getting to know each other and she's still like communicating with her ex or whatever, and it's like, oh, I would like, if she for some reason, like whether I just see it on her phone or she brings it to my attention, I would question like, oh, like why are you still talking to your ex? Like, what is it? Like, are y'all still like fucking? Or are y'all still just cordial? Like, what is it? Is it a friendship? Because a lot of times, like, if you, quote-unquote, moving on, but you still talking to your ex, y'all probably still fucking or something. So I would just ask, like,
really,
y'all
moving on.
Yeah, you're not really moving on. So I would, like, break. Yeah, quote-unquote, break. So I would ask, like, you know, go back communication. I would just ask, present the question, like, yo, so what are y'all? Is she just asking, hitting you up just because or what? So I think it depends on how early we are in the situation.
But do you even believe it? Like, even if you do ask a question, do you even you're not gonna believe the person? So does it just like lure you?
So you
off?
Don't believe in being friends with your ex?
If you're dealing with somebody new, nah.
Oh, okay. So how new?
So y'all could be friends. So
first, you said a week or two.
You gonna be friends with your ex? Everything is perfectly fine. Y'all broke up. Y'all have been still talking though, but y'all have understand that y'all friends. And then you start talking to somebody else. You're going to just cut your ex off? All because you started talking to someone else. But y'all are just friends anyway. So what are you cutting off? It's a friendship.
I'm saying if she's hitting me up, asking me for things, that's a dub. But I mean, if she's like texting me, talking about, hey, what are you doing?
Like just like, regular, you would just be regular friends with your ex though.
I mean, but it's nothing to talk about.
So then no, you wouldn't be friends with your ex.
Not but anymore. I mean, I would let her know. Because right now, like I said, we're cordial. Uh-huh. I don't have a problem like talking about my ex. So we're cordial. But if I were to seriously entertain talking to somebody else, I mean, granted, we don't even talk on an everyday basis, but if it were to come, like, and she
if she ever hit you up, you're just dubbing her.
I'm not going to ignore her, but I would let her know, like, yo, I'm talking to somebody else. I'm dealing with somebody else.
What do you want?
We can't really, I mean, not even, I wouldn't be disrespectful with it. I would just, like, I mean, just set it up, like, yo, I'm talking to somebody else. I'm interested in this person seriously. We can't really be talking cordially like we have been since we broke up. It's just, I would just, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not going to be like, fuck, are you calling me for? Like, no.
Nah, but I'm just saying, I would get straight to the point. Like, I would get straight to the point.
Yeah, so I'm saying, I would like, just let her know, like, yo, I'm talking to somebody else. I mean, whatever else I would say, I don't know what I would say verbatim. But I would be like, yeah, like, just let her know that I'm talking to somebody else.
Yo, shorty, don't hit my line no more. I got a new shorty. All right, bye.
What would y'all do if you talk, like, if you, or I don't know if either one of y'all are cordial with any of y'all exes currently.
Cool with everybody, but I ain't talking to every ex every day. Hey, how you doing? Good morning, good night. If you hit me up, hey, how you doing? You good? You need anything? Oh, you, yeah, it's good hearing from you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's all it is.
Like, like currently, like with mine, like if I see her out, it's like, hey, what's up? We chop it up for a little bit and then we keep it pushing. But it's not like, you know what I mean? We don't talk every day. It's like I say, it's cordial. If we see each other, we say what's up.
It's respectful.
Yeah, it's no bad blood. You know what I mean? So, what about you, Lil?
Mine's a little different because I got a child.
Oh, okay.
Oh man.
So, you know.
You seen this on TV before?
So, I try to be, you know, try to keep it very cool, cordial, definitely respectful. Just cause I have a daughter as well, so.
Right.
You know, I feel like it's definitely a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything, like, just in that scenario, like, if my daughter see me disrespect her mom, it goes into a whole nother thing. Like, that's what she's going to accept. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
No bueno.
Yeah, and that's no good. But outside of that, just on, like, a regular ex, you know, like you said, just keep it respectful.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, to his, essentially, situation, that's what I was touching. That's what I said earlier. Like, it depends if there's a kid involved, like, how much loyalty you're going to still show to your ex. You know what I mean? Because that, having a kid, that changes the whole situation, to say the least. So.
You're not connected for life.
Facts.
Life for that child.
You're not going nowhere. At all.
Mm-mm.
At all. So what about y'all? I mean, y'all ladies didn't answer. As far as if you were dealing with somebody else, are you still going to entertain your ex? Or are you cutting them off?
You going to go?
You can go first.
I'm friends with my ex. And I'm currently in a relationship. I've been in this relationship for 3 years. And she's the ex. Like, she's that ex. Like,
Is your partner cool with the ex too? Like,
no. I mean, I'm not going to say he doesn't care, but he doesn't like. If he had a preference, then no, but like, it's nothing going on. There's really like, there's no threat. He don't give a fuck in that sense. You know what I mean? But if it was more like me and her ain't hanging out, like, you know, shit like that, it's out the door.
Mm-hmm. You feel like he don't,
but like, we speak, like, she follows me on social media, we follow each other on social media, like, I could hit her up, like, if something important was going on, like, people would hit me up looking for her because they know we speak, like, here right. and there, like, we really are good friends at this point.
Gotcha. Do you feel like he doesn't see her as a threat because she is a woman?
We've had that conversation too.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I don't think that, it's not even like that. But it's just, we've been together for 3 years. Like, it's just kind of like you know your place, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you've always been friends with your ex, though, the whole entire time?
Like, yeah. From the beginning, from the door. So, and we were well, and her and I were well out of like a relationship or talking or.
Has he ever wanted to look at text messages or anything like that? Or?
No, he's gone through my phone before, like on his own time. Like, I didn't even know, but there's nothing in there.
Oh, so that's like, nothing to worry about. That's
yeah, true. It's like that it's literally nothing there.
I don't do that at all. I don't care if I know your password.
I mean. I agree. Good.
Guilty.
I agree, but I can't really say anything because I've done it.
Be real,
I've done it.
I know a lot of niggas that go through phones. Like, that's a thing.
Guilty.
You go to the beach looking for sand. That's my motto forever and always. Like, why am I going to
But it's true. If you go look, you will find.
And you're going to find, it's like, it could be the most simple things. Like, it could be a kid named Trevor text you saying, hey, who the fuck is Trevor? Oh, why he texting my bitch? I don't even text
you. You gotta think about
see,
it.
That's why I'm going through bitches' phone. See? All these niggas in her fucking DM. Oh, man, like, see? Like, there's no point.
People can delete messages, too, so that's the thing that fucks me up. It's just like, I see a hey. It could have been, like, 5 other text messages that you just ran through and deleted. Like, it gets really messy. Then you start, like, thinking about other people that weren't a part of your relationship in the beginning, just like maybe she's talking or he's talking to her.
Just feel like the phones is like a you just don't go there.
Don't go to my phone, wallet, purse. Any person belong, don't go through it.
Yeah, I do believe in personal space at this point. And I also I do feel like if anybody gonna hurt my feelings, I will just hurt my own. You got me chopped. If you're not gonna tell me, I will figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't no getting past that. But at the same time, it's just like, damn, like, I can't even be mad because I did it to myself.
I mean, you can still be mad.
I mean, if he was like, I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I can be mad. I'm gonna be mad. Right. Be hot as hell about everything else. But, I mean, it's not like somebody came to me like, I'm fucking your nigga. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Nobody's coming to me like that.
You had to go to your own terms.
And nobody, yeah.
He said, let me see this nigga's laptop. I just don't go through phones. I don't go through any personal belongings. I wait for you to tell me. I find it wrong.
I've been there. But that's the thing, though. That's the only reason why I feel like that's all speaking for myself because I've done it. That's the only reason why we'd be inclined to do it because
You already got that intuition, though. Well, me specifically,
because my intuition is fucking if you look out in this world.
It's because you got that intuition already.
What's your sign?
Taurus gang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? Yeah, well, who are what, yeah. Who are y'all for yeah. real?
Know the vibes. Yeah. Taurus gang.
Yeah. All y'all?
Y'all stubborn as fuck.
Taurus gang.
I'm on the cusp, so you know I'm like a vibes. Scorpio and a Libra.
I probably have a good stubborn.
Hey, y'all, but that's one thing I do know about y'all.
That's the only thing people know about Taurus. Y'all so stubborn. Like, think of something else and then come holler at me, right?
A God bull damn is it. Stubborn. I mean,
yeah, we are. We stubborn, but we're also patient. You know what I mean? Facts. We're good. Okay. We're good listeners. We're other things that are positive and not just stubborn. That's the only thing people true. Know about us. Oh, y'all niggas stubborn. What else are we? Damn it. Shit.
Like, it's an earth sign, right? Yeah, yeah.
Is it earth sign?
I'm pretty sure.
It's earth sign, yeah.
Is it?
It's
okay. Earth sign, I don't. Yeah.
You I'm guys like, grounded.
I'm
that's
like
good.
half astrology woke. But yeah, what are y'all signs? Did y'all answer?
Sagittarius.
I was already.
December 16th coming up.
Oh, word? Okay. So my little brother. So my little brother upstairs and my mom have the same birthday, December 10th.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm October 23rd, so I'm on the cusp. I'm a Scorpio and a Libra.
Okay.
Funny.
Scorpios are actually very compatible with Taurus, so hence the vibes tonight. Hence the vibes. You know what I mean? Hence the vibes.
Taurus game.
Okay, I didn't answer the question.
You over there ducking. Look at you.
I know. I'm going to just answer the question. Basically.
I don't even remember the question at this point. I don't. Shit, what was the question?
It was being friends with your ex.
We was all over the place.
Are you going to be cordial with
my
the
ass
person
talked a lot.
But, I mean, I can be cordial, but I've only had, like, two exes. One I don't talk to at all. It's just like, you know, you just want to do your own thing. If he hit me up and say, hey, hi, that's fine. But my last boyfriend, I've been with him for like 4 years. Like, it's always like, I'll rather ignore. But it's not because of not loyalty. It's because, like, it's always like, oh, you don't want me to be by myself. You want me to be with you. It's kind of weird. So I just rather, like, give you your space for a long time. Like, and you figure it out until, like, you know, because I don't want that pressure. I'm a nice person. I tend to let people's energy, like, persuade me because I feel bad. Mm-hmm. So I have to ignore you. Mm. That's for my sake. So.
Like, you got a slick tongue.
I feel like he might reel you back in.
So much. Like, I just
might reel you
just
back
watch
in
Disney
real quick.
Plus and chill.
What's his sign?
Scorpio.
Okay. Interesting. So,
and they're kind of crazy. You're not crazy, but I'm just saying.
I am. It's okay, though.
It's a thing with Scorpio. I know my, like, I don't know my little traits about signs. I look this stuff up. Hmm? I don't know too many Taurus, but, like, other signs like Scorpio. Ooh. Come on, like, if you with somebody, you look up their sign stuff. Like,
true. Fact. Run that natal chart.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean?
What you know about a natal chart? That's good.
What you know about
what's
a natal
chart? What's your rising sign?
I don't know none of that.
That's a natal.
I'm like half astrology woke.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to know those things.
I don't know how to read houses and all that type of stuff. I could easily probably sit down and watch like a 15-minute YouTube video and learn it in a day, but I just haven't.
Yeah, I got mine done before. I forgot the stuff though, like what house and this is
facts.
And that is in.
Facts.
You know those.
I guess I know what signs I'm most compatible with as far as Taurus go, but. I don't know anything about houses.
Do you ask people their sign when you're talking to somebody?
Yeah, it's like one of the first things that's cool. Being asked.
So then you look up traits. So you'll do that.
Yeah,
or
you
sometimes. Just take it as word.
Yeah, I just take it as word. Yeah, most times I just take it as word. But sometimes I'll look it up.
Do you feel like how far it goes. Came through like times where you talk to the same sign, they're like the same type of people, so you stray away from that?
Like, all, yeah, well. I've come across where I've met like the same sign. Like all summer, I was meeting nothing but Leos.
It was crazy. Yo, and for real? I hate them. Yeah. Like, I love Aquarius, yo, but
terrible
yeah.
people.
Shout out to all the Aquarius out there.
they're the closest ones to me, though. It's like, I'm like literally outside of like my boyfriend, everybody else is family, but I can't stand them. I can't stand him either.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
So what songs do you not like really care for?
Signs?
Do you have one? Like, do you have like a group? Like, for me, it's Gemini's. Like, it's too many all faces. Like, I don't have time for you to be like.
I think it's Cancers for me.
Really? I think it's they're in their feelings.
Is that what we were talking about the other day? Is it Cancers?
Cancers are the best Shorty, people.
If hopefully you get this. Shorty, BH. Cancer, right? Right? I'm going to take that. Yeah, Cancers. Cancers.
Damn.
Yes.
What's yeah. wrong with them?
Like you said, they just too emotional.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, they
too,
feel
too, like, on some different type time. Like,
you?
Hey, I don't know.
You don't have. Think about it, though.
No. I don't got no shorties on the line, so I ain't worried about it. Worried about this paper.
Yo, shut the fuck up, nigga.
Yeah. Only sign I'm worried about is dollar sign.
dollar.
But I mean, yeah. I look up the ones who are compatible with Tauruses, and then if we are compatible, then yeah.
Word.
The vibe. I know the vibe is gonna be more smoother than if we're not compatible.
You know the vibes, fam. The vibes are known. Is there a sign that you realize that you are really compatible with, and you like, oh, if you meet them, like, oh, you're a whatever. Yeah.
I like anybody that's a fire sign because I'm a fire sign, so like. That's a plus. So my sign, though, even though I'm fun, the guys are not the best type of people. Mm.
So you actually like, well, I'm gonna like, what's your sign? Or that you like?
I don't like anything. I don't have a preference. I don't like, yeah, I don't think funny. I'm compatible with anything. Like, and it's not that I don't think that I am. I just don't have like this one thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have one thing.
Mm. Interesting.
It's just kind of like it either works or it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. That's
like I look it up to see if it will work. Like, if we are compatible, we're not compatible, but I'm just going with the wind. See how it is.
You don't like the girls or the guys. Well, I guess it doesn't really pertain to you now. You've been in 3-year relationship, but you don't let the person's sign to determine off rip. Like, oh, her and I are gonna vibe, or he and I are gonna vibe, or not.
Right.
Because you know some people like read. You ask your sign, and be like, oh, you're what's his name? And completely dub the person. It's like, you don't even know me yet to right. really. It's like, yeah, we can get an idea of what you're going to be like based off your sign, but like, you don't know me as a person.
Exactly.
Truth yet. Because I feel like that's a stigma that people who like study astrology like get. It's like, because I know a lot of times they'll ask what your sign is, and without even really getting to know the person, they, oh, you're a Gemini? Dub. Oh, you're a Taurus? Dub. But it's like, you didn't even have a conversation with me. You asked me a question.
And another thing is, along with those astrology signs, like how we talked about different risings and suns like that, you could be one sign but act like another sign based on the position of your sign, like when you were born and how close you are to a certain sign. Like,
mm-hmm.
If you feel what I'm saying?
Yes, man. Like,
different traits of different signs.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
I agree. I'm just going with the wind, man.
I feel you.
If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes I pay attention to it. Like with, yeah, people. Really with, like three signs, like Capricorns, Virgos, and really just those two. Those are the two signs that Taurus are most compatible with. Mm-hmm. So if I meet a Capricorn or if I meet a Virgo, I'm like, okay, I can pretty much already assume that the vibe is gonna be dope just because of my past experience. I think the third one is a Scorpio, our third most compatible sign. I think it is a Scorpio.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know I had 3 long relationships with Capricorns. So.
You said what?
I had 3 long relationships with Capricorns.
Facts. Like, my older brother's a Capricorn. That's like my best friend. So, so those are like 2 signs that I like. I don't want to say I look out for it, but if I meet somebody and they tell me they're a Capricorn or a Virgo, it's like, oh, word, bet. I can already, in a positive aspect, probably assume how we're going to vibe together. You know what I mean? But as far as like signs that I hear on and like have a negative reaction to, I can't really think of a sign. It's like, oh, damn, you're a cancer. It's like, well, I guess that would be the one. But other than
that's
that,
how I feel about Gemini. You know?
Facts. 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 All right, man.
A lot here.
Damn sure it did. This might—I don't even know how long it is, but this might be our longest episode. I feel like I could be wrong.
No, I don't think it's the longest one.
Oh, okay, I don't know how long it is.
Yeah, when that was almost 2 hours before.
Yeah, that was like one of the early. Now we did have
Where
a two-hour one, like an earlier one.
Currently at 1:16.
Oh, wow.
A minute.
I mean, not minute, an hour. It shows. You know what I mean.
I know. I'm fucking
groovy tings.
I feel like we've been out here a lot longer than that. A lot longer. But word, man. I mean, anything else y'all want to get off your chest? Anything else y'all want to, you know what I mean?
Epstein didn't
tell
kill
to
himself.
The world. Epstein did not kill himself.
I know on cans, they seen it on cans though. Did you see it on what's
that? Yeah, they put on like soda cans or something like that, soup cans or something like that. Yeah. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Sure didn't. But yeah, man. Anything else y'all want to talk about, or you know what I mean? Tell to the world, tell to the universe before we get up out of here. Anything on your minds? Everybody say their pieces. Say it again for the audience out there. Somebody
be blessed.
Somebody might need to hear that. Indeed. Indeed. Be blessed. You know what I mean? Be blessed. Because, yes, it's important, man. Got to stay positive out here, man. Definitely, definitely important.
Positive vibes forever and always.
That's a fact.
You already know.
That is a fact. So you want to wrap it up, or we think we good?
We good, man.
Think we good. Word. So, thank you to everybody that's listening. You know what I mean? Thank you to the three guests that we had. As always, it's your boy King Vaughn on the mic. You can follow me on Instagram at KingXVaughn_ and at Rugby_Reggie on Twitter. And to my right,
Grundy the Ghost. You can follow me at The Grundy Show, Instagram and Twitter. Also, follow our Instagram, Celestial_Conversations. And to my, in front of me, and to my right, you should say.
This is Khalil. Word, thanks for having me, bros.
No problem.
Definitely, you guys can support my clothing line and follow me at Chanel Rose, ChNelRose.
Facts.
Thanks for having me. It was pretty cool. It's first time doing something like this.
You're more than welcome. Always welcome to come back.
Definitely do that again. But my name is Jasmine, and my Instagram is _Jasmine_RDGAF.
Yep, so this was dope. My first time as well, so I thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome.
My name is Alexis Epic, and you can follow me at XOEpic on Instagram and everything else.
Facts, facts. So from the Celestial Gang and the three guests, peace and love as always.
CC 30 Burger. We out. Peace.
Peace.